You've probably heard Ashley and I talk about the importance of therapy. And this is something that we have benefited from individually and together as a couple at different points in our marriage and in our individual lives as well. That's why I'm so proud to be able to partner with BetterHelp. They are the largest online therapy organization that you can find. They're very reputable. They have helped thousands and thousands of people. I'm one of them, by the way. You've heard us in the past talk about Faithful Counseling. This is the same company. BetterHelp is the parent company of Faithful Counseling. So you can find a Christian therapist. You can do this from the convenience of your home. You don't have to sit in an office. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do it from home, which is what I did, and it's so helpful. It's easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist. There's a link in our description, or you can go to betterhelp.com/nakedmarriage. That's betterhelp.com/nakedmarriage. So if you're struggling, consider online therapy with BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/nakedmarriage.
You know what time it is, sweetie?
It's hump day Q&A time.
Hump day Q&A.
Hump day Q&A.
Welcome to the Naked Marriage Podcast, Hump Day Q&A. We love answering your questions, so every Wednesday we're dropping a special podcast episode focused on one of your questions. You can submit your own marriage-related question online at nakedmarriagepodcast.com or by sending us a message on Instagram at Dave and Ashley Willis. We've got a great question today, so let's dive in.
Hey there, welcome back. We have a really good question today that I think many of us, if not all of us, can relate to on some level, and it's this question. We are deep in debt. How do we get out? Man, we have been there, right, sweetie? I mean, as you know, this is part of our story. We were deep in debt, and we really wanted to get out, and we didn't know at first. We were like, how do we get out of this? And so, I mean, number one, I think recognizing that being deep in debt is not good for you and is really like a prison of its own is the first step. You know, don't keep on getting more debt. I mean, that's number one. Don't keep on adding to the debt. And I would say number two, and Dave can add to this too, you've got to get help. You know, I know for us, it took kind of really looking at everything that was coming in, everything that's going out, and then thinking like in maybe some different ways and how can we reduce this debt? And I know, I mean, you know, it looked a lot of different ways. It looked like having a budget. It looked like, you know, making sure we're not getting any new credit cards. I know that for us, we got into real estate. I mean, I'm just going to give specifics. Like we took the money that we did have and invested in a home that we could flip. And through that flip, we were able to make a significant amount of income that cut down that debt. And we did that several times over. And that really helped us. Now that may not be something you can do, but there's other ways, like through Dave Ramsey's resources, like Financial Peace University, and you can use their app, Every Dollar. There's other resources out there too that can help.
You know, I think our pastor, Marty Baker, always says there's money laying around your house, you know, times where things are lean. He says, look for stuff to sell. You probably got stuff in your house, in your attic that is worth something to somebody.
Right.
And he even, when they were in a real lean time, he pulled out this saxophone that he had played in school and band his parents had bought for him years ago. It was still in good condition. And he sold that and he was shocked at how much he got. Mm-hmm. I mean, he made like $3,000, I think. Mm-hmm. This was years ago when his family was really lean. And it was a life changer for them. And now years later, his kids are all grown, and just a couple Christmases ago, as a way to kind of honor him and thank him for all the sacrifices he'd made, they went together and they bought him a saxophone.
So sweet.
And that's just one of the most meaningful gifts. But it was just, the whole story is a reminder that like sometimes we got to sell stuff. Sometimes we've got to, you know, sell the vehicle we have and get a little bit junkier of
a
vehicle.
We've done that
over and over.
Multiple times.
I'm telling you, one thing better than a new car smell is a paid off car smell.
Yeah.
And I drive a car right now, it is old as dirt.
It's as old as our marriage.
It's a 2001 Toyota Avalon with 273,000 miles on it. And I'm so proud of that thing. Every time I turn the key and it turns on, one more day, I just smile and I feel like I'm winning at life. I got one more day out of this thing. I think sometimes we get in debt because we're trying to create this standard of living to impress people somehow. And it's just, you know, that's just dumb, frankly. I mean, we need instead to we need to fight for peace. We need to have peace in our lives, in our homes. We need margin in our budgets, in our time. The stuff that we're buying, man, like none of it's as nice as just the peace that comes from not having to lay in bed at night thinking about the debt right. hanging over your head. And we've been there early on, like Ashley said. We made hardly any money. We weren't smart with money. Debt came fast. And then it's just a snowball in the wrong direction of interest and more debt. And we slowly started getting out of that. And I'm just telling you on the other side, I never want to go back. I will drive an old car. I'll do whatever. I just never want to go back. So there are so many resources. We've given you just a few. Exomarriage.com. We have some great resources from some money experts that mm-hmm. have written and shared things right on our site. We've done other podcast episodes and interviews with some Christian money experts. There's a lot out there. So just don't think you got to figure it out on your own. And don't feel like your net worth is a reflection of your self-worth. Mm-hmm. Don't feel like that some God loves you more when you are out of debt or have a bunch of money in the bank, or that you're somehow more valuable. That's simply not true. Your soul is priceless. Whether you owe $1 million or have $1 million, your soul mm-hmm. is priceless. And you can't take any of it with you anyway. But God wants us to live in the freedom that comes from not being shackled by debt so that we can be free to do all the things he has for us.
That's right. Freedom is wealth. You know, yes. having the freedom to not worry about money. I think that's the main thing. And not also, you know, not worry about money when you don't have a lot of money, but also not be obsessed with money when you do have a lot of
exactly.
money. And so just pray about that too. You know, I'm telling you all, we, in those extremely lean times, we would pray specifically about our finances, and we still do. But I remember really praying specifically, like, Lord, help us get out of debt. And I'm telling you, there were moments where he miraculously would provide. And it really can broaden your faith. Yeah. And so, you know, definitely pray about it, because I'm telling you, God wants you to have freedom from debt.
Really does. Guys, great question. Again, you can follow us on Instagram at Dave and Ashley Willis. Submit your questions there. And look at the calendar of upcoming events at exomarriage.com. We would love to meet you
yes.
at one of our live events. They're always so much fun. We love meeting you there. So get that on your calendar too. God bless, guys.
Bye,
we'll see
guys.
You next time.
Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode of Hump Day Q&A. We love getting your questions, and we want to answer your question. So if you go to nakedmarriagepodcast.com, you can submit your question right there, or you can follow us on Instagram at Dave and Ashley Willis, and you can give us your questions right there by giving us a DM. So we'll catch you next time on Hump Day Q&A.